McLean County could soon join the thousands of local governments that have sued drug makers and distributors for their role in the opioid epidemic. The goal is to recoup some of the cost of fighting opioid abuse. McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp is proposing filing suit in federal court in Ohio, joining litigation already underway. He said it took him and his predecessor, Jason Chambers, close to 2 years of research before deciding to sue.
Well, I know it was trendy for a lot of people to jump on the litigation right away, but for me, I wanted to clarify some things in my own mind because, you know, just looking at it from the 30,000-foot view, we're going to be, or I'm going to ask the boards for the board's input on whether we should bring suit, whether I should bring suit against manufacturers of a product that are legally entitled to manufacture the product and then distributors of a product that are legally entitled to distribute the product. And so that is nothing I take lightly.
And in your memo, you talk about how if you don't do it right, the end results, is how you put it, the end results may actually prohibit those in need from getting their medication. So how so?
Well, a lot of people need these medications. And we were talking a little off air about the opioid summit that we had, and one of the pain specialists in town spoke at that summit. And these are medications that he prescribes daily to people who need it. And I don't want manufacturers of any product to fear coming into McLean County saying, we don't want to be part of that because we risk being sued for doing things we should be doing. And so I think, at least in talking to my colleagues, there were a lot of people who rushed in for one reason or another. Some of us that were more deliberate wanted to make sure that the people who need these products can still get them. And so I was very deliberate in this.
So what ultimately pushed you over the edge, and how did you make that decision?
As you know, I studied the law, and with Michelle Sims' help, learned the law quite a bit to where I'm comfortable saying that I understand the federal regulatory scheme and the statutes, not just the United States Code, but the Code of Federal Regulation, that mandates that manufacturers and distributors of these products have significant controls in place to identify suspicious orders. And suspicious orders is a defined term, a very technical term in the statute. And that it sure seems to me that evidence exists that those controls were not in place, which allowed suspicious orders to be delivered to McLean County. As I noted in my memo, we won't have, because of a judge's order out of, I believe, Ohio, I don't have it in front of me now, but I studied the judge's order that denies us the ability to get information out of the ARCOS system, which is just a federal database, for lack of a better term, to give us incredibly specific information. But Ms. Sims' group was able to comply with that order, but also had the wherewithal through the Freedom of Information Act to obtain data that we believe will be backed up by the ARCOS data to show us, as I put in the memo, in 2015, during the height of the opioid epidemic, for lack of a better term, over 6.7 million individual doses of opioids came to McLean County. And that certainly suggests to me, just on the sheer number, that the controls weren't in place. And you know, if the ARCO system shows something differently, we'll adjust. But that's what got me over it. When I could match the law with the evidence that was presented to us, that's what got me over the hump.
The outside counsel you want to hire, Melissa Sims, provided to the county some preliminary data that she obtained from the state. It shows a surge in opioid prescriptions here, including at the height of the opioid epidemic in 2015. So what does that data show, and how will joining this litigation give you visibility into better, deeper prescription data for McLean County, this so-called ARCOS database?
Some of the data that we have deals with liquid doses versus pill doses. So it's really, until we get the ARCOS data, I look at this as pretty good data, But it could be something that changes my opinion, changes the county board's opinion once we get it, that maybe we get the ARCOS data and we say, boy, we were slow to this, or maybe we get it and we say, you know, there is an evidence here that suspicious losses or suspicious orders came to McLean County. So this is, you know, we make judgments based on the best information and data that we have. This is the best that we have right now. And I won't say a judge's order is prohibiting us from getting better data. It's just to comply with the judge's order, we won't get better data until we actually join the litigation.
It seems like the goal would be to get back money that the county has spent by combating the opioid epidemic in various ways. Has the county quantified how much that is? I mean, how do you even know how much to sue for?
We haven't quantified that, and the mechanism of compensation in these specific lawsuits will be based on various data sheets, mainly derived by the doses coming out of the ARCO system. So that's not the only metric. If we sign the engagement agreement that we've put in the executive committee packet, we will then have to provide certain data to Ms. Sims's law firm that will go into the national litigation. There's somewhere between 2,000 and 7,000 units of government, I want to say, that are either already in or anticipated to be in. And so our compensation will be based on metrics that, quite honestly, I'm not an expert in explaining, but that's probably one of the questions that I think the county board may have for Ms. Sims, either tonight or at the county board meeting.
And what is the venue in which you'd be suing?
I believe it's the Eastern District of Ohio. I put that in the memo. It's wherever the judge's order is out of. It would be federal court. And back to the county's costs, I don't think, from what I'm hearing about what potential settlements are, and let's take the tobacco, the global tobacco settlement from years ago that was $360 some billion. I believe $9.1 billion of that was directed to Illinois. I don't expect, from what I'm hearing in the legal community, the entire settlement to even be $9 billion. So I don't think that I would be surprised if we are talking tens of thousands of dollars recovered, or even hundreds of thousands of dollars recovered. But as I was analyzing, as I was talking to my colleagues and peers, you know, one of the costs we certainly have, the county certainly has, as the entire community does, is the cost of Narcan. And I believe every Narcan kit that every first responder and John Sandage's deputies carry costs about $1,000 a piece. So for my time and my effort to learn this and filing the litigation, if we get back anywhere between even $5,000 to $25,000, that's 5 to 25 new Narcan kits, right? Again, Ms. Sims would be better. I think Ms. Sims would be better able to comment on what a compensation may or may not be. I do know I've talked that through of how that works, and one of the things in my memo, when I talk about working with administration, there are certain metrics that we're going to have to provide to the national group of plaintiffs. Exactly what all those are, I don't know, but I also do know that the ARCOS database will drive a lot of people's compensation, and that probably makes a lot of sense, because that will drive where these suspicious that'll quantify where the suspicious orders were directed.
And is there sort of a list of manufacturers and distributors that you'll be naming as defendants in the suit? You are now pointing to a long list as defendants on a lawsuit.
Yeah, there's a long list of drug manufacturers that we'll name.
So can you explain to people how the contingent fee basis works? This is the method by which this outside counsel that you've brought in, Ms. Sims, to work on this case. How does that work? Is there a cap on that? Is it a percentage of what the county may or may not get?
It's a contingent fee basis that they don't recover anything from us unless we recover from the defendants that we bring suit against, or they bring suit on our behalf. It's a common it's a common method used in litigation and civil litigation all throughout the world, or at least throughout America. and it's capped at 25%, but again, that can be adjusted by court order as well. Could, you know, when I say capped, the agreement we look to sign says they take a 25% contingent fee on what we collect. That's what's in the packet. A judge could certainly adjust that one way or another, which also happens all the time.
What's next here? You go before the McLean County Board's Executive Committee tonight, so we are recording this Tuesday. And then what? How quickly could you file the suit?
And if the county board believes it a worthy cause, they will execute a resolution declaring the actions of the opioid manufacturers and distributors created a public nuisance. All of that is in the packet, can be read by anybody, can get online and read that. And then it would be soon thereafter. We would, as the packet also says, I'd have to work with administration to execute some documents, but I don't think it would take even 30 days after the resolution for us to get the suit on file.
That's McLean County State's Attorney Don Knapp. His plan to sue drug makers and distributors over the opioid epidemic next goes to the full county board.